On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the father of a man killed in the Omagh bombing says he has always believed it was a preventable atrocity. A judge said today there was a real prospect the 1998 attack could have been stopped. The Taoiseach says the findings of the judge have to be given serious consideration by both governments. People using indoor dining will have to give their contact details as well as present a digital COVID certificate from Monday next. We'll hear from a Letterkenny business owner who says he's been subjected to a tirade of online abuse after posting about reopening, and a member of the Defective Blocks working group walked out of today's meeting, claiming the government's trying to impose 90-10 once again. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with today's judgment on the Omagh bombing, and the father of a man killed in the atrocity says he always believed it was preventable. A judge in Northern Ireland said today there was a real prospect that the 1998 attack could have been stopped. Mr Justice Mark Horner said the Irish and UK governments should examine whether a more proactive security approach against dissident Republican terrorists could have thwarted the incident. Michael Gallagher's son Aidan was among the 29 people and unborn twins killed in the atrocity.
For a very long time, there's been no doubt in my mind that Omagh was a preventable atrocity. But nobody wanted to hear that message. Not the Irish government, not the British government. But now we have an independent person who has said it, and I think that's hugely relieving.
Well, the Taoiseach says the findings of the judge do have to be given serious consideration. Micheál Martin said the government here has an open book when it comes to potential responses.
That demands very serious reflection and analysis by both governments, by the Irish government, which we will do, and by the United Kingdom government. That was the single worst atrocity that occurred. It was appalling, and the responsibility is on those who committed that foul act. So many people lost their lives.
People using indoor dining will have to give their contact details as well as present a digital COVID certificate from Monday. New guidelines have been agreed between government and industry representatives. People will have to present proof of vaccination or recovery, separate ID, and provide contact tracing details. Tánaiste Leo Varadkar says there is a risk in reopening, but he believes the Delta wave can be managed.
Bear in mind, we've between 800 and 900 more beds now in our hospital system than we had before the pandemic. That's not to say that hospitals won't come under pressure, they will, but we believe it's one that we can manage, and therefore we won't have to reimpose restrictions. Nobody can say that with certainty, but I can say it with confidence. And certainly looking at Scotland, even potentially looking at England, where there's some evidence now that the figures are levelling off, I think it's a wave that we can withstand.
Well, an online recovery certificate portal has been launched by the Department of Health to allow members of the public request a certificate of recovery from COVID-19. The department says instead of calling the digital COVID certificate helpline, people can now fill out an online form to request a certificate of recovery if they've had a positive PCR test more than 11 days ago and less than 6 months ago. There's a link to that portal and more details on our website, highlandradio.com. Well, there were 106 COVID patients in hospital in the Republic today. That's the highest figure in nearly 2 months. 23 people in intensive care. North of the border, 163 people in hospital, 16 of them in intensive care, and a total of 1,337 new cases confirmed in Northern Ireland today. And we can just give you the figures now for the Republic. 1,386 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed just in the past few minutes by the Department of Health. The European Medicines Agency has approved the use of the Moderna COVID vaccine in teens and adolescents aged 12 to 17. Europe's Health Commissioner says they want to make sure children can continue to live their lives in the safest possible way. Stella Kyriakides says beyond the decisions of governments, this is a decision to be made by parents with their children. A Letterkenny business owner has been subjected to a tirade of online abuse after confirming that only fully vaccinated people and children would be permitted in his premises when he reopens on Monday, in line with the government guidelines. Enda Nichols warns the Arena 7 complex says it was clear there was an orchestrated campaign after a social media post announcing their reopening in line with the government's decisions. He says while it's not ideal to be reopening under such restrictions, it's the best deal available at the moment. He told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show he was taken aback at the viciousness of some of the comments.
Yesterday morning we were all looking forward to getting open. We had a meeting with staff and managers and everybody was buzzing to get back going again, and we decided we'd put up a post welcoming everybody back. Maybe the fully vaccinated thing irked a few people, but it looked as if there was certainly an orchestrated campaign that grew legs very, very quick. All of a sudden the negative comments seemed to be coming in, you know, very, 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 very quickly. You know, this is not ideal. This is not what we wanted. This is what the vintners and the restaurant association, the best deal they could get at the time from government. So we are not happy. We're actually opening at 50% capacity, Greg. We're not allowed to open our indoor play. We're not allowed to open our laser quest. We're not allowed to open our bowling, our machines. And the main reason for us opening is to get staff back to work, because we've been losing staff hand over fist. They've been closed so long and they're going into different employment and places that are opened. So I was just quite shocked by how vicious some of the comments were, looking for people to boycott, comparing us to Hitler's Germany and to Stalin. 1:30 this morning, there was abusive messages coming through, you know.
And that was Enda Nichols speaking on today's 9 till noon show. Donegal County Council is appealing to landowners and members of the public to exercise caution and take all necessary measures to prevent the occurrence of wildfires. It follows the publication this evening of a Condition Orange high-risk fire warning. Householders or building owners in areas susceptible to wildfire are being advised to remove or cut back any vegetation in the immediate vicinity of their homes, buildings or oil tanks to prevent wildfires damaging or destroying their property. Donegal County Council is reminding people it's an offence to burn any vegetation growing on land and not cultivated between the beginning of March and the end of August. A member of the Defective Blocks Working Group has walked out of today's meeting. Paddy Diver took the decision after what he claims were attempts by government officials to push through another 90-10 scheme. He says he'll be taking to the streets again to demand a 100% redress scheme. Mr. Diver claims officials today ruled out second homes, sheds and septic tanks being covered by the scheme, as well as ruling out a state guarantee. Speaking on the 9 till noon show, he said they're being asked to do the job of professional quantity surveyors.
They're asking three ordinary homeowners to do the jobs of QSs. We've had the advice of a QSs in dealing with multi-million pound jobs. And when they've sent us a letter giving us one day, them not knowing that we're conversing with these here people. They sent us an email for us to give back with square foot rates what we think. Every house is different. There's a house of 2 foot underneath the foundations. There's a house of 2 metres. They're looking for us to sign up and hoodwink the people to sign up and end up with another bad 90-10. So when we told them that the people that's advising us and the background is needed to be in here, that's like the QS. Then there's a project manager. The project manager is a consultant. He is in there and they can get through the stuff that's not our strengths. They're definitely trying to railroad us. They're trying to pull up another 90-10 scheme. The project manager knows stuff about index, links, documents, alignments, coordinate stuff in the paperwork and drafts. Have everything there that nothing is going to be missed. Like the last 90-10, no harm. Look at the amount of stuff. Everybody thought they got a 90-10, but the saying is, the pen is mightier than the sword. Mm. So we want somebody on there to make sure that there's no mistakes made this time. And for us to go in there and ask for us here, and your man Graham's reply was totally and utterly pathetic. He's more or less pushed that candidate. Yeah, we'll talk about that the next meeting. Well, I said, what do you mean you'll talk about that the next meeting? This needs to be addressed now, today, and get through it. I says, your next meeting, the last time, is we still have not got an engineer that we're begging for every week we come on here and we're saying it.
And that was Paddy Diver speaking to Greg Hughes earlier today on the 9 till noon show. A High Court action over the Buncrana Pier tragedy has been settled. Louise James from Derry sued the estate of her late husband, Sean McGrotty, who was the driver of a car that entered the water on March 20th, 2016. She also sued Donegal County Council. Sean McGrotty died along with his sons, Mark and Evan, his mother-in-law, Ruth Daniels, and her daughter, Jodie Lee Daniels, after the car in which they were travelling slid off a pier into the water in Buncrana. Rena Ann, a baby at the time, was the sole survivor of the tragedy. Ms. James has also settled a separate nervous shock mental distress action over the tragedy. With more detail, here's Anya Midlinchy.
The cases were before the court for the ruling of the statutory mental distress payment of €35,000 in each case. All five settlements are without an admission of liability. In all cases, it was claimed against the estate of Mr. McGrady that he allegedly failed to notice the pier was slippery and or dangerous and unsuitable for driving on due to algae or similar slippery substance because the pier was sloped, failure to anticipate the risk of the accident occurring when the surface of the pier was slippery and dangerous due to algae, and that he drove onto the pier when he ought to have known it was dangerous and it was likely to cause risk of injury to his passengers. The claims were denied. Against Donegal County Council, it was claimed it allegedly allowed motorists in general and Mr. McGrady drive on the pier in circumstances where it ought to have known it was unsafe in light of the condition of the pier and in the circumstances where the pier was slippery. It was claimed also that there was an alleged failure to have any adequate warning signs or barriers to prevent persons driving on the pier, and that there was failure to anticipate the risk of accident occurring in circumstances where the pier was sloped and caused a risk of Mr. McGrady's car sliding. The claims were denied.
Over 23,000 people are currently on waiting lists at Letterkenny University Hospital, almost 3,000 of them children. Sinn Féin says the hospital needs particular investment in orthopaedics and ENT, with over 3,000 on waiting lists in each department. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty says a Sinn Féin policy document which proposes a fully costed €914 million package, including a one-off capital investment of €568 million, will turn the tide in favour of patients and healthcare workers. He says it's vital that action is taken now.
In Donegal, we have over 23,000 people on waiting lists in Letterkenny University Hospital. Over 2,000 of those are children. And when we look deeper into service by service in Letterkenny, we see some really important services like orthopaedics, ENT, with waiting lists of in excess of 3,000 people, and cardiology itself with over 2,000. So this needs to be dealt with, and it can only be dealt with increased capacity, increased investment, and that's what we've laid out in our policy document.
Are you getting any sense from the Health Minister or from SELTA or from the HSC that there is a sense of urgency about this, that there is going to be a political response both locally and nationally to what you're proposing?
That's exactly what this is about. We are obviously the largest party of opposition, but it's about changing government policy. It's using the political will that we have and the support that we have to make sure that the government aren't just dealing with the immediate crisis, which is COVID, as we are facing into a fourth wave, but also what is going to happen beyond that. What is happening in our hospitals? And we can see that the numbers are increasing and increasing. So we need to plan for this, and we need to plan for additional beds. They can't be wished up overnight, but we can make the type of investment that we're suggesting, such as 600 more additional beds throughout our hospitals, 600 additional consultants, 4,000 additional staff, and bringing our critical care beds up to what was recommended over a decade ago, that is the figure of 430. There is a pathway, but we need to start planning, and that's what we are going to do as part of this campaign and right up into the budget, to put pressure on the government to make the necessary allocations there for our health service.
Deputy Piers Doherty. Some residents in the Lifford Stranorrery Municipal District have been without water for weeks because of issues arising from the Lochmourne supply. Earlier this week, Councillor Patrick McGowan raised concerns over works that had been carried out from Lochmourne. He says a pipe that was brought through the area stopped 5 kilometres short of the reservoir, and as a result, that's led to poor supplies and bursts. Councillor McGowan says the situation is worsening and Irish Water are guilty, he believes, of inaction.
It's just got worse and worse, and obviously we're in the middle of a heat wave as well, which makes this 10 times worse. But the problem is it's not the normal localised bus, because they can be fixed within an hour or two. It's the water, trying to get the water out of Lochmourne, trying to get it into the main reservoir and then getting it down. The first couple of kilometres of pipeline are far too small.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with the Olympics. Japan's Emperor Naruhito has now declared the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games officially open.
Olympiad を記念する東京大会の開会を宣言します。
Well, tennis star Naomi Osaka had the honour of lighting the Olympic torch at the opening ceremony in Tokyo, while boxers Kelly Harrington and Brendan Irvine carried the Ireland flag into the Olympic Stadium. Senator Perspo will return to the water on Monday morning following a comfortable win in her heat. She eased into the quarterfinals earlier this morning, but Ronan Byrne and Philip Doyle must return for the repêché of the men's double sculls tomorrow morning. They were placed a disappointing fourth in their heat. And Shane Ryan has withdrawn from Sunday's 100 metres men's backstroke. He suffered a shoulder injury but remains hopeful of being able to compete in two more events next week. To soccer, the first round of the FA Cup gets underway this evening. Six games down for decision. Among them, 2020 beaten semi-finalist Shamrock Rovers to go on First Division High Flyers Galway United. St Patrick's Athletic are hosting Bray Wanderers, and Waterford make the trip to Athlone Town. The North West sides are in action tomorrow. First up, Derry City on the road at Hidden the Game Park against Drogheda United in what is the only All Premier Division Cup tie. While Fin Harps are also on the road, they're heading to Limerick tomorrow to play Fairview Rangers. That one kicks off at 4 o'clock. We'll have updates from both of those games on Saturday Sport tomorrow with Kevin McLaughlin and John Akyo. As for Harps, their boss Ollie Horgan is expecting a tough tie against the non-league opposition.
It'll be a very difficult test zone there. They've won the Junior Cup last year and are probably the top junior side in the country over the last 20 years. However, it is a break from the league, and you know it's a different type of pressure, but it'll be tight down there, and we need to be right to try and get out of it. If we're not, it could be a long afternoon down there on Saturday.
Cross-channel soccer-wise, Manchester United have finally confirmed the €85 million signing of Jadon Sancho. The England forward has signed a 5-year deal after leaving Borussia Dortmund. And Heung-min Son has signed a new 4-year contract with Tottenham, keeping him at the club until 2025. He scored 107 goals in 280 games for the North London side since arriving from Bayer Leverkusen in 2015. In Gaelic games, the Donegal All County League fixtures have once again been hit by postponements this weekend. After 14 matches were called off last week, a further 8 have been affected so far this time around. With the exception of Éireux, all matches involving teams in the south of the county are postponed this weekend. As things stand, the games involving Foremasters, Neave Breed, Neave Nall, Pettigo and Bundoran are all off. In the hurling front in the senior league tonight here in Donegal, there's 4 fixtures down for decision. In one of those, St Eunan's are making the short trip to Inishowen to take on Buncrana. If St Eunan's are to take victory there, they will lift the senior hurling league title in the county. Staying with hurling, and the North West rivalry this week turns to the sport as Tyrone and Donegal tomorrow afternoon in Carrickmore will battle it out for a place in the All-Ireland Nicky Rackard final. Holders Donegal go into the game boosted by the return of Joe Boyle, who retired last year, but Declan Coulter and Danny Cullen are concerns, and Ronan McDermott misses the game through suspension. Donegal manager Mickey McCann knows tomorrow's clash will be a real tough one.
But look, I bet Tyrone every bit as good as hurlers at Donegal. I've seen it, because if you took like Carrickmore, Dungannon, all of the club teams here went up to play them, they would struggle to beat them. And it's just over the last couple of years, maybe we've been training well and pushed on a wee bit, but I feel they've done the same this year. And they were 7 points down against Armagh. We 20 minutes to go and come back and won the game. So look, they've had a good attitude and drive, and Waldy won there, so that's half the battle. If the management's getting that rushing and a team that's going to fight to the end, their heads could easily drop there. So I feel like Tyrone's in a better place than they have been maybe in the last couple of years, and they're going to take some beating, and they've some serious hurlers there, and Damien Casey and Grugan and CJ McGurdy up front. You know, they're a real dangerous forward line, Oisin, and it's going to take some watching. I feel like Tyrone put Mayo out of this competition a couple of seasons ago. So look, on their day, they're everybody as good as us and anybody in this competition, so and they'll know that, and they've home advantage. But okay, I can see a real 50-50 game, Oisin, and going right to the melting pot, you know.
Well, Tyrone will be looking to make home advantage count tomorrow against Donegal. Their manager's Michael McShane, and he sees Donegal as favourites for the tie.
I think Donegal are hot favourites going into this, and I'm not just saying that, you know. I mean that they're playing in a league of balls, and they've retained their place in it, and I'm very worthy of it. I seen their game against Derry, and that game could have went either way. They lost by a point. You know, they're a very mature team. They're a team that's been together and working together for maybe 4 or 5 years. They won the Nicky Rackard last year, As I say, they gained promotion and retained their place. So they're a level above us and a step ahead of us, I think, in terms of maturity. But, you know, every championship game will have its own life. And Saturday, we'll not be worrying about those things. You know, we'll give Donegal the greatest of respect because they are a very, very good team. You know, we've worked diligently to look at them and see if we can, if we can identify any weaknesses that we might be able to expose. But, you know, they've got a massive amount of strengths that we have to try and stop. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Are the players? We're playing a very, very good team. We're playing the holders and probably the competition favourite. So, you know, it'll be an interesting game and it'll let us see where we're at, really.
Tyrone manager Michael McShane. That game starts in Carrickmore tomorrow at 2 o'clock and we'll have coverage from that tie just after the 2 o'clock news. I'll be joined in commentary by former Donegal hurling goalkeeper Paul O'Brien. And Derry are also involved in a semi-final tomorrow in the Christy Ring competition. They take on Sligo. Donegal and Kerry will clash in a do-or-die All-Ireland Ladies Championship tie on Saturday evening in Tuam, Galway. The winner will go through to meet All-Ireland champions Dublin in the quarter-finals, where the loser faces a battle for survival in senior ranks. Kerry are unchanged for the game after their narrow 1-point loss to Galway, while Donegal have brought in Trasa Jenkins for Amy Boyle Carr after losing out to the Westerners last time out. And we'll also have coverage from that game tomorrow from Tuam Stadium. 5 o'clock is the throw-in time. Kevin Dwyer and Maureen O'Donnell will be the commentary team there. And the Donegal under-16s have an Ulster Championship tie this evening. They're away from home as they play Antrim. In golf, the latest from round two at the Senior Open in Sunningdale in England. Well, Ulsterman Darren Clark holds a share of the lead with Bernard Langer. The Northern Irishman and the German sit at 8 under par after rounds of 3 under and 4 under respectively today. They lead the chasing pack by 2 shots on 6 unders Ernie Els and American Gerry Kelly. Paul McGinley is still on the course, he's plus 1 at 15. While in ladies golf, Junai Lee holds a 3 shot lead at the Evian Championship as it approaches the halfway stage in France. The Korean tops the leaderboard on 15 under. Stephanie Meadows in the clubhouse at 3 under, while Leona Maguire is 2 under. She's playing the last. Sinead and Sport, Bemidj, Arashir, Ismara, Eid, All Clug.
Gormagoth, Oshin, Agusanish, Annocht, Alevig, Colm Ferriter.
Jimmer, Natasha, Colm Ferriter, and Sean, and the Prieve Skelty. Falsiu, Turascal, Farahain, Fiha, Fiha, Fisa, Hain, and Commissioner Changa, Ronan O'Donnell, Alin, the Shacht, and Yasha, Carter, Shea, Sonner, Aspa, Dol, Chunkin, Major, the Feinmu, Loganyam, the Hageltuk, the Sukhoris, Aircode, Talaganyam, the Hageltuk, the Anusa, Jamarla, Gofoid, Sukhoris, and in yon irachtí na runya Cohil an Ibericha. So nakumra ta janta gulgasi offigia an commissioner a satoriscal. Janter sheas scrudiha a renew chera ward ejahis agus elunya idaka lena col lintact lena nulgus ractula changa. Luiter aspa ran farciacta o cuig udarish atula elai a good dulgus ractula fui acna janga ha offigula. August Taturishgon Fuin Solahar Gardi Legeliga Sigeltat Ataliaka Fuivraj Tihi and Araktash Tarowu Togha Eg and Commissioner Changa Komai the Udarish Achula Go Kyontohar Iad Monoglian Shid Ladogas I Changa Saku Tan Taraskal Lafoil and the Omlanya Exiv and Commissioner Ta Elev Janta Econu Nigeliga Irinara Slancha Stephen Donnelly Gneva Yenu Conco Ananas Awanchamadan Gaeliga ir an chasta digita COVID. Rinne an mór agriart canyu major lish an le cas na Gaeliga agus an prakish a rinne da liagin Gaeliga an chastish a tal eshihe igan eintish Europi. Agus ta emakti agus comortish fwy lai fógriat san agran ur the chudge splank gnochlachar na hagriacta tush mohori na geltachta curtar fwalchur rivet chaili glac geltachta Parcha glacus na togri splestrach sauri agus tariga taishka comaila campi sauri erlina boniha o cursi alinia da yegori stagaholas igteshmohori bunk ai e. Shin mohodse elegulier slanagus barakt.
Gormagath Colm Agusanish on I'm Sure and Milhiran Tellus. It'll be warm for the rest of today with good sunshine. Dry in most parts. A few isolated heavy showers may develop across the region. Light to moderate easterly breezes generally, but with some local sea breezes. Warm, dry and humid overnight. Again, some clear spells. lows of 15 to 17 tonight for most of the time, dipping to 13 degrees Celsius locally. Isolated mist and fog patches will form as the night goes on. Any mist or fog will clear tomorrow morning, leaving a largely dry day with sunny spells and light northeast breezes. Sea breezes developing locally with some isolated showers possible toward evening. Warm or very warm tomorrow, highs of 24 to 26 degrees Celsius, cooler near windward coasts. Main stories in brief. The father of a young man killed in the Uma bombing says he's always believed it was a preventable atrocity. It comes after a judge in the north said there was a real prospect that the 1998 attack could have been prevented. It was recommended that both governments look at the situation. Micheál Martin says the government here has an open book and will review the judgment. People using indoor dining will have to give their contact details as well as presenting a digital COVID cert or recovery cert from next Monday. That's under new guidelines agreed between the government and industry representatives. 1,386 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in the Republic this evening. And there the headlines. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. In the interim, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 23rd of July. The death has occurred of John F. Moss, 39B, Lisnacloone Road, Castle Derg. Funeral mass on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house is private to family and close friends. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Ahiarn. The death has taken place of Liam Casey, 43, 5 Acres, Strabane. Funeral from his home at 25 past 9 on Sunday morning for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to NSPCC, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception Strabane. The death has taken place of Paddy Curran, Carn Bray, Quigley's Point. His remains will repose at his residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Drum, Quigley's Point, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Paddy's funeral mass can be viewed on stcolumbusdrung.net. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Eddie Doherty, Gortlarry, Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for mass at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Donations in lieu of flowers to Letterkenny University Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Bernard Bernie Kennedy, Ballybuffet and formerly of Glenties and Harold's Cross, Dublin. His remains will repose at Chuvlin's funeral home, Sandfield Ardra, from 5:30 this evening, with removal at 7:20, travelling via Mass to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for 8 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Bernie's funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Glenties. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Eilish McClune, née Coyle, Mallon Road, Carndonagh. Her remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Beaumont Hospital ICU Dublin, care of any family member.